Happy Thanksgiving. This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the holidays are now officially underway as we celebrate Thanksgiving today. During this time, it's customary to have large gatherings of family and friends and feast upon the bounty of the county, as it were. But for some, just making it to their next meal is a greater challenge. Another aspect that's been dealt with is making sure that our food banks have access to locally sourced food products to support the local ag economy, increase freshness, and create a better grower and consumer relationship for all. We'll talk with the folks at USDA about what's being done to help right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
The United States Department of Agriculture has announced another $500 million investment into local food banks being able to buy locally sourced products. Jenny Lester Moffitt is the USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, and she tells us more.
As we approach Thanksgiving and the holiday season, I know food is top of mind for so many people, just like it is in my family. And we're really excited to be able to announce additional funding for a program that's called the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. Adds on to funding that we've done over the past couple years, really empowering local food banks and pantries to be able to buy food from local producers.
This will also increase the ties between farmers and those who eat. It gives those who use food banks a stronger feeling of being part of the whole community.
When we're buying from local producers, those producers are supporting jobs in the community. They're reinvesting in their local economies. But also this gives the purchasing power to the food banks to be able to buy what the community needs, culturally relevant food, regionally relevant food. They're able to buy the food that is grown in the community and bring it back to the community through the food banks and pantries.
This also helps farmers keep their products local and increases the demand strength in the local community.
To be able to sell to food banks at market price is something new for them. And of course, when they are able to do that, they're able to reinvest in their own farming business. That means they're able to hire more people. They're able to be able to, of course, expand their operations. They have a consistent customer within the food banks, and they're able to sell their product year-round to those food banks. And so all of those things are really great for the local economy, for local farmers, to be able to have a diverse market to be able to sell their products to.
In the end, it's the age-old adage of neighbors helping neighbors. Farmers have always been positive supporters of helping those in need. This gives them a stronger feeling of knowing that their fellow citizens are getting their help directly. And it also gives food bank users a greater appreciation for the farmers in their local area.
As we enter the holiday season and food is top of mind for all of us, food is really the great connector. Many of us have the great opportunity to be able to buy the food, and many of us, unfortunately, are not. We're really trying to change that. But in the meantime, making sure that food banks are able to have the resources that they need to be able to provide that fresh, that locally produced, that regionally and culturally specific food for all of their customers is really an important piece of all of it.
On behalf of everybody here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, myself, Riley Smith, Mark Magnuson, Andy Peterson, and Russ Parker, we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and our best wishes for the holiday season. I'm Dustin Huffman.